Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. And I wanted to tell you all about a wonderful experience I had from this past All Saints Day. I was at a parish helping out in Manhattan, Our Lady of Victory, in Wall Street area, and I had the last mass of the day. And it was a high mass, I guess you say, for lack of a better word. You know, the choir was there, and the choir was wonderful, just beautiful. Just the reverence that they provided was stellar, for lack of better words. One of my becoming noticeable catchphrases. And the church was quite full, but there was a mother and a boy about three quarters of the way back. If you're the priest looking out at the people of God, would have been to my right. And he probably 10, 11. And he was utterly captivated by the music. And he was regularly turning around and just looking up, and he couldn't see the choir, but he knew where the music was coming from during the Mass. And when he would stand forward and I would sing the Mass parts, he would just put his little head down, and I could tell that boy was praying and that his heart was in what was happening there at the Mass. And I believe that it was the music that opened up his heart to become that open before God in prayer. And I've said this in other podcasts, but it always needs repeating. The role and the importance of beauty is of the utmost in the church. We need good things to be happening. That's right. We need good preaching. We need good behavior. We need truthful witnesses, but we need people that can make things beautiful. We need beautiful music and beautiful choirs, beautiful vestments, not flashy, glitzy. That's different, but things that are just shows forward the what humans are capable of when they put their hearts focused on the right ends. Of course, the end being God himself. And that boy, in seeing his prayerfulness during the Mass, as I'm praying the Mass for the people of God, for the church, I know my heart as a priest was in it that much more. You know, it's the Mass is not just me uttering magic words up there. It is an act of the body of Christ in this divine, I don't want to put this, just this divine act of praise. I can say divine because we have been permeated and the Holy Spirit has been poured forth into our hearts, and we can act in that utterly reverential way as we seek to grow ever more like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then, of course, after the Mass, that mother and boy waited until I got to vest and everything, and as they were turning off the lights, had to come up, and he just, oh, you sung beautifully, Father, and he wanted to tell me about himself, and he just, this is their first time at that parish, and they're just in this area. They're looking to move in there. And it was just amazing. He was on cloud. He was just so, he had, the music hit him in a way and the beauty of it that he couldn't keep it inside. He had that much love, you know, and that's that Christian love. How can you keep our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in your heart if you fully love him? How can you not go out there and want to share him with people so they may know the joy that you are able to experience in, by, and through Jesus Christ? And this boy and that music impacted his heart in a way that he was able to go forward and come up to me, this big, brilliant giant of a man, and just say, Father, it was beautiful. This Mass, beautiful. He just kept saying beautiful in the music, and it was a true moment. It really touched my heart in a way that just got me thinking the whole weekend. As much of a schmuck I can be in relationship to many things, I always hope and I pray that I can be open to those little moments of grace that the Lord sends me through my brothers and sisters in the church, those that are the parts of the body of Christ that I may not always be open to listening from, but the Lord wishes to speak through. So I share this experience with you to hopefully cultivate an awareness of what are the beauty or those moments of beauty or those points of beauty and et cetera within your life that help you to just open up your heart to give praise to the divine artist, God. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that if you like what I'm doing here, I ask you to please click that subscribe button. And if you want more of my content, go over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There, my website, thefrankfriar.com. You can find blog posts, Catholic Stand articles, YouTube videos, links to other social media things that I use. You can email me through the website. All of this on thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of my podcasts here at Breadbox Media, but today I'm speaking to you about a different opportunity. In September 2020, I'll be leading a fantastic pilgrimage cruise from Rome to the Holy Land, and then on the way back, stopping at the cities of St. Paul, Ephesus, Athens, Corinth, and more. While we're at sea, I'll be lecturing on the Gospels, history or mystery. When we're on land, I'll invite you to join me as we visit all of the holy sites, celebrating Mass, worshiping together, and having a wonderful time of fellowship. If you'd like to know more about this pilgrimage cruise, go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com. Go to the right sidebar, and you'll see a picture there, which invites you to get more information. Go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, right sidebar, click on the picture of the cruise ship, and you'll get all the information you need. Alternatively, you can call the company that's organizing the tour at 800-247-0017. 800-247-0017. Ask for Father Longenecker's Cruise to the Holy Land. Thanks for listening.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.